As the great cosmic presence, beloved mighty faith, speaks her heart to us tonight, we ask our beloved I Am presence to bless her and to pour forth through us everything she knows we are capable of giving at this time for the accomplishment of God's victory, for the freedom of America and peace to the earth forever. Precious ones of the mighty Saint Germain's family, I'm grateful for the privilege tonight of coming into your midst and drawing in through and around you the greater release of these activities of the sacred fire and cosmic light that ever intensify and charge you all with greater victorious power of accomplishment. Now tonight, since mankind requires the illumination, let us understand what faith actually is. You have heard us say that faith is the feeling of light, and you do not realize how much depends on your feeling of the light. When you want power to accomplish, and you want to feel you can master a thing, there must come more light within and around you from your higher mental body. And all power to accomplish anything constructive is the actual release of the cosmic light substance, which does come under the direction of the higher mental body, because the higher mental body draws that from the physical sun, the great central sun. And in drawing the cosmic light substance into your emotional body and into the atmosphere about you, it always carries with it your feeling of mastery, your feeling and ability, or the feeling of your ability to control a situation harmoniously. And it is to make you consciously aware of how to command your feelings to feel light that I am here tonight. Now, when your weather is heavy and dark outside, you hear a lot of grumbling. And when the sun comes out, you all feel so much relieved because the sun is shining. You will see, you love that light. Mankind en masse, all life, loves that light. But individuals do not understand what it is. And therefore, when you really understand that love to the light draws the power of light, the concentration of its energy, into your emotional body as the feeling to accomplish. Because unless you feel that you can accomplish a thing, you don't do it. So faith means far more than what might just be considered a religious precept. Faith is the feeling of the power of light within you to produce perfection and sustain it and control all by it. Now, everything that lives, lives by the power of that light, by the feeling of that light. Even the plant life, unless the light draws up the life within the plant to fulfill its divine design, it doesn't fulfill the divine pattern. And the same is true of your own higher mental body. Unless the feeling of the outer self is charged with the light that is within the higher mental body, unless that light flows into your nerves and through the flesh of your body, and radiates out around you to accomplish that which is constructive, you do not accomplish it. And now let me show you how the radiation of that light around you, when it is flowing powerfully from the higher mental body, is the strength and energy in the outer self that feels positive and repels that which you do not like. It is the flow of that positive force within the emotional body, and as it radiates out, it keeps you positive and repels what is destructive. When that light does not flow out powerfully, you become negative. And that's when these destructive conditions ride in, because you are not feeling light. Now, the power of purity, the power of protection, the power of illumination to comprehend and intelligently use the powers of life are all dependent upon the light that the higher mental body pours down into the brain structure and into the emotional body and out through the flesh into the atmosphere around you. So your ability to accomplish anything in the physical world, if it is to be constructive, must have this flow of light coming down into you, and then you use it to accomplish that which builds perfection. Therefore, when you have the feeling of this light within you, you have the absolute certainty in your consciousness that you can produce what you want to, win your victory, hold dominion, and master circumstance. So, to train the outer self to remember and recognize that it is the light from the higher mental body that must be drawn in and around the outer self to accomplish anything that is constructive, the outer self must be charged with the feeling of the power of light. The feeling of the light itself gives you the power to accomplish. When the light does not flow, you do not accomplish. And therefore, if you choose to remember me, I have full authority and power, and I can come to your assistance and make you feel what my feeling of the cosmic light control means in your outer activities until you become more consciously aware of the power of this cosmic light to help you, and you have trained the outer self and commanded it to feel the power of light, the light of the Christ, which the higher mental body is. Thank you so much. Now, when you analyze this further, it is really the feeling, the light itself that you love and that gives you the power to accomplish, is in reality the love from the higher mental body, which it does supply the energy and illumines all things. So in the ultimate analysis, even the feeling of light, which the world calls faith, is the use of cosmic Christ love of the higher mental body to do the things down here that produce perfection and give you your mastery. So in the ultimate, the power of purity, the power of light, the power of victory, the power of health and strength, are all the cosmic light substance that is the radiation from the white fire body, which your higher mental body is, and as it pours that into you and out through you, it makes you more and more and more of itself. You not only become like itself, but you become more of itself down here in embodiment until the moment of your ascension, when the outer self, if purified and illumined, becomes one with the higher mental body. So all of this is a step toward your ascension. It is the thing that harmonizes all conditions of the outer world, because even the radiation of that light is still the love of the violet consuming flame. It's the love of every activity of the sacred fire that is poured forth into the use of the outer self and govern in intensity that the outer self can stand. Because you could not stand suddenly the higher mental body coming suddenly into the outer self. The outer structure cannot stand that more rapid vibratory action unless it is purified and filled with the light gradually until the sacred fire of its love takes its dominion and increases the vibratory action till it blends with the higher mental body. So, blessed ones, when you think of me, I hope from tonight you will think of me as a powerhouse of the light, which is the radiation of love from the higher mental body, from the physical sun, the great central sun, and from every ascended being. Now, this you can positively call into yourselves, intensify without limit, and command it to hold dominion in your outer world affairs. This light of our love pouring into you and flowing in and around you is the thing that harmonizes you with other people, wherein you can cooperate with that which is constructive and give assistance to those you contact, because the very feeling of that light around you is the love that harmonizes all life and therefore controls it. It's a power that controls destructive impulses because it keeps them submerged and under control. So the power of faith is a very, very important activity of your life and the life of the universe, the life of every ascended being who comes to assist you, comes to give you the light of the love, the flame of love which that being is. Now, in order to hold dominion more quickly and make you feel the increase of your own power to accomplish, you have full authority and ability that when you feel you want to accomplish something and then you doubt yourself sometimes, rise up and demand the feeling of light from your higher mental body come into the outer self. And then the cosmic light substance from the assisting masters or the angelic host come in and around you and keep pouring through you until it makes you feel its presence in yourself and around yourself. And you can positively command the outer self to feel the light, which is the love of your mighty I Am presence, feel the light around you, enfolding you, which is the love from the ascended host. And then feel the light that comes forth from the unfed flame in your heart and the sevenfold flame in the forehead. Make your outer self and command it to feel the light of the seven mighty Elohim or the Kumaras, or any great beings that you want to. Until that light intensifies to the point where the radiation about you becomes luminous enough for you to see us face to face. And your experience with our visible, tangible presence depends on this feeling of light in you, because that light clears away all obstruction of the discord in the atmosphere about you and enables your world and our world to meet until heaven manifests on earth. Mankind is in darkness, my dear ones, or there could not be such creation of discord. So when you command your feeling to feel the light of the love of your higher mental body, and the light of the love from the ascended host, or the angelic host, or the physical son, or the great central son, command your outer self to make it feel what you will. You do it on the destructive side. If you want to feel irritated, you feel irritated. And you make yourself feel irritated. You think somebody else does, but it isn't the other conditions around you. It's your thought and feeling about those conditions that irritate you. It's your own thought and feeling. Isn't it? It's your attitude toward the outside condition. And that is your own consciousness, your own thought, and your own feeling. Because two people can go through the same experience. One will let it roll off, and the other person will boil over like a volcano. And yet it's the same cause. Now you must come back and become the being of cause alone. And that cause love, the sacred tone. So when you demand that this outer self be compelled at all times, and ask your mighty I Am presence and I Am mental body to make this outer self feel the light of its love. Make the outer self and the atmosphere about you feel the light of our love. Make your affairs feel the light of our love, which is a harmony that produces perfection for you. And that is faith. That is the feeling of God power in you, the God presence in you, that is master of the manifestations around you. And if you want me to make you positive, you just ask and see where I am. Thank you so much, precious ones. And while you're standing for just a moment, you ask your beloved I Am presence and higher mental body and me to make you feel the positive force of the light of our love into yourselves and into your affairs. and then demand that the light of that love possess and control everything around you and forbid the approach of discord. Thank you, and won't you be seated, please? Our beloved ones, your tube of light, which the mighty Saint Germain asked you to call forth into outer manifestation, is made of ascended master cosmic light substance. And that cosmic light substance is the radiation from the ascended master's temples of the sacred fire, of the physical sun, of the great central sun. And that is your insulation and protection against the discord of the outer. But this which I'm giving you tonight is the insulation and protection inside of you against yourself. I mean the discord of your own feeling world. This, which is the recognition and call for the light of the love, the light substance of the love from the higher mental body come into you, and the light of my love come in and around you and make you feel the power of mastery over everything that's of discord, whether it be within you or the world around you. And then you arise into the authority and mastery of your own beloved I Am presence and command your feeling to feel the light of love hold its dominion in you and forbid discord to manifest. I am here to bring this to your assistance, and as you experiment with it, as you desire it, as you are determined to call it into outer action, will it give you its blessing, and you become the manifestation of that light that illumines the pathway ahead of you and helps your fellow man to see that when you give this obedience, you live life the constructive way. And then the manifestations that come ever raise all that you contact into the greater and greater light of life. And that greater light is the love the world requires tonight. So when people want faith, they should learn to command. Now many people want to have faith, but the feeling just doesn't receive the light. The discord has come in so much from habit that the individuals are not repelling it. And this sudden presence of the light of the love from your higher mental body must come within you until there blazes into and around you the sudden presence of our love that gives you the feeling to command the outer self to blaze the perfection of the higher mental body and the perfection of the ascended host to hold the dominion in the world around you that repels discord and keeps you on the pathway of light until your victory is complete. Your power to accomplish, your demand for victory, your what you call success in the outer world, anything so long as it be constructive, can be charged with the feeling, our ascended master feeling of light. And all that light becomes so bright, that perfection has to be there because it keeps out everything else. The discord is shadow. The light of the love of the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host is a light. When that light becomes intense enough, there cannot exist shadows. So I hope you will fill yourselves from tonight with the light of our love and command everything in your feeling world to feel the light of our love. Because when you feel that, You will feel our power of accomplishment, and the power will flow in and around you to help you do anything and everything, so long as it be constructive, so long as it fulfills the divine plan. So, blessed ones, go forward and command yourself to feel the light of our love, and make everything in your being and world feel it. Why, even inanimate objects can be charged with that, until anyone touching them would automatically feel that current flow. So you're not without help, you're not without friends of mighty power, and you're not without mastery over destructive forces. Go forward and feel this power of our cosmic Christ love to be the light in and around you that makes you comprehend, that is the intelligence you require, that holds the harmony, that gives you the power to bless, that clears your world of obstruction, that opens the floodgates for supply. And when you charge everything in your world with a boundless supply of the feeling of the love of your mighty I Am presence and our world, that supply will be here because there's no longer an obstruction to its natural flow. So when you need more supply, you command the feeling of the outer self to feel the light of cosmic Christ love that is a magnet to all supply, and as the release and lets it flow. When you command everything in your world to feel the supply of our light of love, when that flows in and around you, my dear ones, you are the magnet to attract the supply. So go forward and dwell within it, but command your feeling to feel the light of our love and become a sun of its illumination in yourselves and around you, that wherever you go, you dwell within our world of constructive activity and our power to accomplish, and you can be successful and victorious over everything in this world, so long as you dwell with us and we dwell with you, and you place your beloved I Am presence first. So go forward and take your freedom, but command it by the feeling of the light of the love that is master everywhere, is the cosmic Christ, is your beloved mighty I Am presence own life. Command the life in you to feel the light of our love and give it to everyone as the harmony and blessing and constructive action, like the sun gives light to the earth. And you will draw out of others the fulfillment of the divine plan, as the sun's rays draw the divine plan fulfilled from the plant life. And it allows it to come up and fulfill its divine plan. And so will this enfold the divine plan from within you, and you become a son of its presence to help others to unfold that divine plan. And you go forward in our world of manifestation. And may you love to do this with everything in your being and worlds. When you love the violet consuming flames, purifying freedom to life, you will command your feelings to feel that blessed violet flame and let its radiation go forth and bless all everywhere. And I shall ever be ready to answer your every call. Thank you with all my heart. And you, beloved faith, make us feel the light of the violet consuming flames, purifying, healing love, till that violet light in and around us pours forth its healing radiance to everybody and everything, and we dwell within it forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such power and feeding of the light of love from our beloved I Am presence and the ascended host and our blessed being faith, that her cosmic power surges into and around all of this radiation and makes us feel her presence ever with us in eternal victorious control of all. And we thank thee, beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with your feeding of the light of your healing love, and let it go forth and heal everybody and everything until all becomes luminous for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, precious faith. Ever enfold us in the sun presence of your feeling of the light of love, the violet flame love that heals all things and make us a powerhouse of its victory wherever we abide. And we thank thee. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamars, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, recall us never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not out of it, and pouring into its distress such overpowering light of the love from the mighty I Am presence, from the great being faith and all the ascended masters and cosmic beings, that the light intensifies in such cosmic onrush, no shadow of human creation can longer be allowed to exist anywhere, ever again, in all eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved mighty Amen. Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, now I am the great divine director. All the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings on the force of the elements. Our beloved Don of Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible, God victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, the own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am presence and the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding sun presence for which we've called, of the light of the love of the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, intensify and expand it in cosmic action and cosmic onrush in such terrific force no shadow of human discord can remain in existence anywhere ever again the rest of eternity. Do all of God in the cosmic crystal cup, we ask it to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those in this radiation. Expand it in worldwide action to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those in this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey to the hearts and of creation our hearts call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the sacred fire, and now all the cosmic light, power and pressure and substance of that sacred fire love of the victorious cosmic Christ. to come everywhere in the physical world and consume everything unlike itself forever. We thank thee.